over here, let's learn the Mishnah. Yotzu shnayim kiachas. The basic yisoidos of the laws of ma'aser b'hem. Yotzram kiachas. Let's say two animals to go up kiachas. Moin oisam shnayim shnayim. So the halach is lechatchila with two animals, they escape in one shot. We learn on Shabbos. You're only supposed to have an opening the size that allows single file. Okay, the opening is single file, and one goes out, and only one is supposed to go out at a time. But let's say you make a mistake, or they're very skinny. They went on a diet.
And so this is not the tenth. This is anyone.
Anyone. And now, up to number one. You're up to number one. Okay, up to number one. And over here, two of them, they're fighting to get out. And they walk out together. And the Balabayas, so what is the Mishnah's first link? What the Balabayas should do? He should count 1, 2. Even though they left the Vasachas, it does not matter. Okay, no, it did not work out the way you wanted. Not everything in life works out the way you expect. So therefore, you go and you count it 1, 2. Yatsu shnayim kachas. The halacha is, telling you the halacha, moine oisam shnayim shnayim. Good. Now let us say you make a mistake. Okay, the Mishnah comes along now and tells us about the human condition. Man is always making mistakes. Minon echad, you count only as one. So now you got a big, big problem because tishii va'asiri mikul kolin. When you're going to get up to number 10, when you're going to get up to number 9 or 10,
exactly.
And the truth is, in order to really appreciate this halacha of the Mishnah, it's almost impossible unless you know the end of the Mishnah. And that's what we'll come back to it, because let's go read Vayitik, because you really cannot appreciate this line, because in Rashi over on the bottom, he explains the Gantz Zach, and you only can understand the next halacha. This halacha is a classic halacha, appears in Shas only 100 times. And what is that? Karlat tishii, let's say you call them 9 number 10. You've got to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Get so excited, you skip number 9. You skip number 9, you say 10.
Or you lost count.
Okay, you lost count. So you go from 8 to 10. So, kira left to shi asiri. And now you realize your mistake. Now you realize, oh, what did I do? I don't know how to count. I counted number 10 as number. I counted number 9 as number 10. So you want to make it up. How do you make it up? And then number 10 comes out, you call it Vilo Asiri, you call number 10 Tishii, you call number 9. Hear what you're doing over here?
Yep.
All messed up.
What,
and then,
what did you say?
Okay, you go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
Right, so he's finished. I mean, he doesn't have, there's nothing more to correct, there's nothing more he could do.
He gets up to number 9, let's see.
He's
up to number 9. He's up to number 9.
But he thought, that number, the one that he missed, right?
He doesn't know what he thinks. Why
is he calling?
Why did he call the last one?
Because he thinks number 9, which he called 10, was not really 10. He thinks he has to call 11 also 10. That's what he thinks.
Why? It says Allah Siri Chi.
So let us see what he did. Let's forget about what he thinks. Let's get the Mitzvahs first, okay? They will hear what he thinks. The case is.
Oh, okay. I didn't go that far.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Yes. Now, number 9 is coming out. The real 9.
Right.
The real 9 is coming out, and he calls it number 10.
Okay? Right. So the Chayr, if he calls it number 10, he should call it, in his brain, he should call the next one 11.
Correct.
But he realized.
So what does he do? So he calls number what is really number 10. He
9.
Calls number 9.
So he figures, yeah, go ahead. Now what does he do?
Then the real 11 walks out and he calls that Uliachad also, he calls it 10.
So now he made another mistake.
Exactly. Remember the Yesoid. There are three types of people in this world. Those who know how to count and those who don't.
Right.
Okay.
We forgot the third one.
No.
Okay, those are the Yisur HaChaim. Three times in this world.
If I'm going to be a Shaita already, I might as well be a Shaita the whole way through. But I'm just trying to understand why he called in the 11th one 10.
Because in his mind, he figured
when he botched up with number 9, calling it 10, that's already Fafalim.
No. Why did he call number 11 10?
What was he thinking in his mind? You know, good question.
He lost count.
No one knows
when
what he was thinking.
Said 10,
he had,
next
just,
one
he said had a moment, a lomnish moment. What is the halacha? Okay, halacha is shalashtan mikudosh, and all three are sacred. It's a gzeris hakasa, it's a drasha. Why? Because he called number 9, he called number 9, 10. Number 10 is the real 10. Who cares what you called it? It's the real number 10. And number 11, you also call number 10. So the gzeris hakasav, that if you call an animal on the boundary, right on the border, the number 9 and number 11, if you by mistake call it number 10, it's a gzeres hakosov, they have sanctity. Now the real 10 also has sanctity regardless of what you call it.
Therefore,
hatashi necho b'mumoy, you now, even though number 9, number 11 has sanctity, you can't eat it. You can't go bring it as a carbon because it could, because you can't, because it's not the real number 10. The only thing which the Torah sanctions to go on the Mizbeach is the real number 10.
Which was the number
9 on the count. But number the one that you called the real number 9, you called it 10, so you've given it sanctity with regard to the halacha that you have to let it graze until it gets blemished, and you eat it. Number, the real number 10 goes on the Mizbeach, even though you only called number 9. The Acharosar, now this is a big chiddush. Acharosar, number, the real number 11 is a tremendous chiddush. Kardiv Shlom, you called it 10.
It's a big deal you called it 10, but it's not.
So number 9 also was not.
Exactly.
So Gzeres HaKasim, we'll see in a moment. Doesn't matter. The real number 11, you're going to offer it as a Karban Shlomim, even though you called it 10, even though you called number 10.
What I would find as a major chiddush is that afterwards he figures out what transpired over there, he's able to discern which was 9, 10, and 11, which one he called what.
Obviously he does. That's the case. He knows what's what. The Oyset Tamura, and now Oyset Tamura, number 11 has potential to be a Tamura. Now, to know is in order to be a Tamura.
But you're not allowed to do it tomorrow.
You're not allowed to. But no, it means it can be potential. Yeah. It can be
the
source.
But it's typhus. But it's typhus.
It has potential.
It has, but it's typhus. The kedusha of that same carbon.
A general rule of tomorrow is typhus.
Yeah, exactly.
In order for you to, for a person to make a tumor, you have to start. You have a source and a target. Right. The source has to have bona fide kedusha. And here we're saying a chiddush is that number 11, its kedusha is upgraded, is sacred to the degree where it can be a source for tumura. And he now let him do tumura, it's usur.
You mean it's a source for his avera? No. If you do a tumura and it's not chal, you're not over anything. Is that what you're saying?
Yes.
If you do tumura and it's not chal, you're not over anything.
Correct.
So there has to be chal, v'oisa tumura.
It has potential. It has potential, correct. There is potential that it can be. It could be a tamura. Let's see further in
so
the Gemara.
So the ninth and the tenth, the real ninth, no. And the real tenth.
Well, the real tenth is a given. It can be a tamura because the real that's a total simplistic. Because since the real tenth is makrov is a carbon, that's a devar pashtan ma'oid. It can be a tamura. What about number 9? Number 9, no. Number 9, since number 9 cannot be offered on the mizbech as a carbon, number 9 cannot be the source for a tamura. That is the chiddush of the mission. Only number. Now there's no Rashi on the bottom. The Rashi over here on the top, he writes over here, Karev Shlom. What Rashi over here says is, let's see the Gemara. We're going through a lot of these things in more detail. Let's go by. Let's try to cover ground. Let's see.
How about you
then? Omar, Rabbi Huda, V'chiyesh Tamura, Oyset Tamura. So he's coming to discuss the entire thing. The Gemara is going to discuss the entire thing. The Gemara is going to say, Yisayin. So basically over here is, when you make a mistake, and you realize your mistake, and you try to correct your mistake, what in essence are you doing here in this halach of Meiser? You're making tumuras.
You're not, because it's not a Meiser, Behemoth, and Shlom. It's a whole different karma. This is Matas Kuna. It's a whole different
fine,
different package.
But the Gemara, in Hanan, we have to see the Gemara and see how we learn. But basically, this is the basic insight. When you realize, I called by mistake number nine.
One second, it doesn't say you're over anything. You're saying it's basically a tomorrow, then he would be over something.
Good point. Okay, let's see. Good point. Very good point. I don't know the answers. He's asking such good questions. I really don't know the answers. Let's see the Gemara inside. Can a tomorrow make a tomorrow? Look at the Hilgad Rashi on the bottom. Rashi in the Kisvei on the very bottom. V'chi yesh tomorrow, oise tomorrow. Sarah Behudu, the high achadas have a tomorrow. Why do I carry asiri, commander Omar? Ze yehe tachaso asiri. Dummy. When the person said number 11, he called the real number 11 number 10. In essence, what he has done is made a tamura. He's saying this should be in exchange for the real number 10. So what is the problem here? Number 10 already is a tamura. The only reason why number 10 has sanctity is because number 10 is the product. It is the target. Remember, there are two words in Tamura. There is the source animal, and then there is the target, the article terms. The source animal, and there is the target. So the rule is, if you are a source, you can no longer, if you are a target, you can no longer be a source. You can't be both. If you are the result of Temura, you can no longer be the source for a new layer, a new cycle of Temura. So the chiddush of here is when you say number the real number 11, you call the number 10. What in essence are you doing? You are making number 11 into a Temura. Because what you're saying over here is there's a real 10 here. The real 10 is the real 10. But because I botched up and I call the real number, I call number 9, I want to exchange that Kedusha and put that Kedusha on this animal, which I'm going to call number 10. So in essence, you're making a Temura. Now you want to go see that this animal can be the source to make another Temura? Impossible. We have a halacha that ain't Temura, it's a Temura. Got it? Now you're asking a Merdeka Kasha. His Kasha, his Kasha, his Kasha.
Yeah.
Is he Chayv Malkus? Over here you have a 9, 10, 9, 10, 11. I call number 11 number 10.
Well, Malkus is Bishogi.
What? Why is it Bishogi? What? In his Nochas Shah?
I mean, but I didn't ask if it was Bishogi. I considered
so
it was
even though, so even though, so far, even though he didn't
bring a chat?
Even though, you don't bring a chat, bring a Temura. But there's a different, there is so a different teshuva. He has teshuva. When you do teshuva, when you go to the expert, the teacher how to do teshuva, so they want to know, tell me, my child, what sin did you do? Confession booth. What did you do? And we will devise a plan for you how to do teshuva.
Right.
If your chait,
the confession booth did not ask you for a plan.
If your chait is in the category of temura, it's a different din. It's a whole different world. If this is not a din of temura, it's a gzeres hakosov. Gzeres hakosov. 9 and number 11 also have kedusha. No din temura. Don't bring the world of temura into the picture. Whoever told you about temura, man dekar shmei. Then, so there's a lomdish and nafkamina in you're asking a verse, you're saying a kasha. The more I was talking about, the more the kasha is the chait of Temura. You're saying, oh, there's no hasra, there's no aid. All right, in effect.
Rabbi's comeback is a bomb, so that's like
this. Amru, Mishnah Rameir, Iluhoye Temura, Lohoye Karev. Impossible. It cannot be the case. You're telling me over here that number 10 is the product of a Temura. Because then how could the Mishnah declare it should be offered as a Karban Shalamim? But we have the halacha that a Temura is not offered. Rashi over here says, the Temura is Meiser, it's a Gezeres HaKosav. The Temura is Meiser, in a Kareva, myself the Temura, B'sot Perak, Eilu Kolor, Kolosh, Tilsiv, Lo Sifte, Ki Kolei Hashem, Heim Kareim, V'loi Temura, Sam, V'chor, V'ksiv, V'alfinim, Meiser, Minei. There's a Gezeres HaKosav, the two Karevs, animals are exceptions to the rule of Temura. B'chor, Meiser. B'chor and Meiser, there is no din. You're not makriv the Temura on the Mizbeach as a Karbon. All other korbanos the hayahu usmura so yihye kodesh. You makriv the temura on the mizbeach.
So what's Reb Meir saying?
Gezeres hakasad a bechor because why now? What's the lomnis? Because there's only one firstborn and there's only one tenth animal. And mimela, when you make a temura, the Torah allows it to mean. The Torah allows you to make a temura from a bechor and from a meiser, but the product, the target, cannot be offered on the Mizbeach because it's not a Bechor, it's not a firstborn, it's not mice, not the tenth animal. So when the Torah says, V'hoyahu usmuraso yiyah kodesh, and you're going to treat the Temura with the same sanctity as you treat the original animal, that only applies to all other Kodoshim with the exception of Bechor and Meiser. Because Bechor and Meiser do not, but there's only one Bechor and there's only one tenth animal. You can't go make exchanges. Yeah, right. So even though the Torah does allow the Kiddush to be Chal, but not to the degree where it can be offered on the Mizbech as a carbon. So
that's Rameh, that's what I'm saying.
So Rameh gives the rebuttal. How can you go, what's the problem? You're telling me that this is a Temura, this cannot be a Temura. Because since
it's
the Mishnah...
It's a Temura, Divrei Rameh.
Oh, exactly. So since the Mishnah says that it turns into... Since the Mishnah says that it turns into a Shlamin, that when you go see, when you call the real number 11, you call number 10,
right.
So now the animal is going to be offered on the Mizbeach as a Karban Shlamin. How could that possibly be? It must be that there's a Gezeres HaKos that has real Kedusha. Because if this was the product, if you're going to Mechadish, that the number 11... as Kedusha, only because it is a product of Temura, there is no way in the world that you can offer this animal on the Mizbeach, as
so
a Karban Shlamim.
So what are the words of Rav Meir? I don't understand.
So Omar...
Is it Temura? And then it says...
Omar... Rav Meir, who the V'chiyesh Temura is a Temura. Amru Mishra Rav Meir, Iluha Yeh Temura.
I'm Rav
Yehuda,
V'chiyesh Temura is a Temura,
what? Achra Rav Yehuda, V'chiyesh Temura. Divrei Rav Meir.
What does that mean by Yehuda Temura? That the 11
is... It has potential. It has potential... to be the source of another cycle of Temura.
And not only that, but it adds
not this cycle.
But it, But it adds to the tamura, to the target. It'll add to Yosefus Kedusha. That's a shlamim.
No, oh, that's what he's saying.
Yeah. Shlomim,
right. This animal is a shlomim, correct? You called.
It's not my behemah.
Right.
It's a shlomim.
You called 11. Number 11. You called it 10.
Right. So
along comes Rav Meir's tremendous chiddush, which basically
even though
he didn't
say anything about shlomim, it becomes
garnish,
a shlomim.
It turns into a carbon shlomim, and not only is it a carbon, it's a new. Shlomim, brand new, fresh, like a fresh bagel.
That it can also...
And also can be
the
source of a cycle of Temura. Okay?
And how does he fit in with the same words? Ilu haya Temura lo haya.
What Ilu? Read the words. V'asiri, read the words. V'asiri Meiser. V'achad osa korev Shlomim. V'oisa Temura. Divrei Rabbi Meir, period. New Gemara.
This 11th one... has the potential to be a source. No. Omar, to be a source.
Right, a source.
Go ahead, continue.
Omar, Rabbi Huda is coming to fundamentally disagree with Rabbi Meir from the source.
Right.
I mean, it says, I disagree with your whole approach.
How can this 11th one be
number
the source?
Number 11 can't be, not even the source, can't be a carbon shlamin. The chiyur, can't be the source.
The
chiyur is tamura, I said tamura.
Because in and of itself is a tamura.
Exactly.
It's tamura for number 10.
Now, the fact that Rabbi Huda only questioned the second half of the statement of Rabbi
and it's
Meir.
A shlomim, but he also
said, oh, exactly. Because if Rabbi Meir held, if Rabbi Huda held that it's not a shlomim, he should have said a more fundamental question that this is not even a shlomim.
Okay, so
the fact
it's a shlomim, but it can't be the source
right.
for another
shlomim. Tamura osa tamura. So the fact that he only challenged. He only challenged the second half of his statement,
right.
but was silent in regard to the first half of the statement is an indication that he is in agreement with the first half of the statement that it's a shlomim.
Yeah.
And then Rameh retorts,
Amru Mishorim Rameh, oh, so you talk agree with me? You agree with me? That you agree with the first part of the halacha that it has kedusha? But you coming to tell me that it's kedusha, the basis of your question
is... You're telling
me
that it can't be a source.
But right. It is kadosh. It's kadosh right. to the degree where you offer it on the mizbeach as
a carbon
shlamim.
So it must be a source.
No, that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda says it's not.
Exactly. So Rameh comes back to him and says...
You're contradicting yourself.
Exactly. If it's a target... If this 11th one is actually a target and not a source,
right.
then you can't be makrid on the mizbeach.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly.
So I'm asking you, so how could it even be a shlomim then, according to Rabbi Yehuda? How does Rabbi Yehuda explain that? Okay,
Enechani
can make a tamura, but how can you make a shlomim?
Obviously, he holds that in the laws of tamura, the product is not exactly the same as the target with regard to the type of carbon. When you make a tamura from a miser to another animal, so the miser is miser, and the other animal is a carbon shlomim. That doesn't take away from the laws of tamura. Where does it say in the laws of tamura that the product, your target, has to be offered in the mizbeach with the same exact sanctity? The same exact thing.
According to Yehuda, the shlomim over here is a source, not a target.
No, he's saying it's Rabbi Huda is masking from the Mishnah.
I understand he's masking.
But it's a carbon shlomim.
But how could it be a shlomim?
Why not?
Because it's a target. It's not a source.
Oh, but let's take a step back. The only time a target is a problem is only when it's a target of a meiser or a bechor. But let's say it was the target of another carbon shlamim, another carbon oil, another carbon.
That's what it is over here.
It'll be
target.
Okay.
It is a target of
a
meiser.
Oh, so that's where Meir comes to say to him, you forgot your halachas. That's what we're talking about over here.
All right.
Whenever Yehuda starts out, he starts out by acknowledging from this word, it's mashma. Okay. I acknowledge that this animal, number 11, has kedusha. And what we're going to do with it is we're going to offer it as a carbon shalom.
That's what Rabbi Yehuda says.
Right. And we're, and the Gemara is making the assumption.
Rabbi Yehuda say.
But there's a very big difference between how it got its kedusha. According to Rabbi Meir, where did it get its kedusha? It's an original new kedusha. Fresh. A fresh bagel. It's a new kedusha. And according to Rabbi...
Fresh source.
And according to Rabbi Yehuda, where did it get its kedusha? It's a target of a carbon of a tamura. So the bottom line and
it's a source.
No, it's a target.
It's a target, right?
It's a target. A target of a of a tumura.
Right.
So now what? But the source is meiser. So how could this be a shlomim? No problem.
You mean
no
the tumura that he says? It means it can be the source, not that it's the target.
Right.
So maybe an echanami.
Right.
So maybe an echanami. In this case, where you're, maybe Rabbi Yehuda would be meiter. Apparently, he's not meiter. But where it gets on, it's a new shame of shlomim. Maybe it's no longer. Is it a target? It still stays a source, and you can make it tomorrow.
No, that he has a problem
yeah,
with.
Okay.
So we start off at both Remeir and Behuda are masculine as Kedusha. The question is, where did it derive its source of Kedusha?
Okay.
According to Rav Meir, fresh. It's a fresh bagel. Came out of the oven. Okay, came right out of the oven. Brand new, fresh.
And therefore it could be a source.
And therefore it could be a source. According to Rabbi Yehuda,
no.
This is the product of a tumura. It's the target of the tumura. Ah, oh, but why then is it bringing a carbon shlamim? You would think that if you're coming from a carbon meiser, it should be... No, that's not a difficulty. All the Torah says, v'hayohu utmuraso yigye kodesh. You're kodesh. You're black, you're white, you're a racist, you're not.
No.
Who cares? Who cares who you are? We're all part of kodesh. Vayuhu utmunasa ye kodesh. You're meiser, I'm shlamim. So where did my source come from? My source, my kedusha, where did it come from? It came from in the tamura. What am I? I'm a shlamim. What are you? You're meiser. Gesund deit. But now I don't like your second statement, because your second statement is that this can be the source of a cycle of tamura. But wait a minute. I hold that this only got its kedusha because it was the result of a tamura. And ain tamura is a tamura. Everyone holds that principle. So May basically says back, well, you know, you made a big mistake. That's not what I hold. I hold the reason why this animal got its kedusha is because it's fresh. It's new.
It's not an ain tamura.
It's not an ain tamura. And I'll tell you even better. I'll tell you even better is that you forgot your A, B, and C's. You forgot that. The only time we have a halacha that you can make a tamura and the animal, the product, can be offered on the mizbeach is by all kachim with the exception of Bukhar and Maisa. So according to you, Rabbi Yehuda, how could you even agree to me, l'shitosayhu? According to you, who hold that the only way this animal can get kedusha is by being a tamura of the original animal, how could even you say that you can offer this as a carbon shlamim? Because when it comes to making a tamura from maaser behema, the result is off limits.
Okay,
fine. He talks about it in the bottom. He explains that exact point. How it's possible that 11, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is actually a target, but by the same token, it still can be makavir as on the mizbeach.
As a shlamim.
Even though normally, the tamura.
Oh, so Rabbi
exactly.
That's Rabbi Huskasha. So Arum Mishum Meir, Ilu Hayu Tamura, Lo Hayu Karev. Now, you're going to the bottom because the Gemara does not respond. So the art scroll is coming to pick up where the Gemara and Mishnah left off. Shekayach Rabbeinu art scroll. It's coming to answer where we left off, but the Mishnah does not tell us the answer. The Mishnah, we leave Rabbi Yehuda hanging in mid-air. We have a shtar kasha on Rabbi Yehuda, and you have to look at the notes.
And at the end of the day, he splits the 2.5.
Oh, just like he splits the halacha, that even though you're coming from, he doesn't agree with the drasha to some degree. Because the drasha we made is that Bukhar and Meiser are exceptions to the rule. There is no, if you make a tour from Bukhar Meiser, then the target cannot be offered on the Mizbech period. Obviously, does not agree to that principle. Good? Very good.
Yes.
Weiter. Now you call in the new case. Karl, let's say you call number 9, you call 10. Like that's the class case. Okay? Ula Siri Asiri, Ula Ula Harasa.
Asiri before it was 9, now he changes it.
Now you're calling Latashihi Asi. No, that's the same thing. It's the same thing.
Before you said 10,
before
you
said called, we're switching
before
the case.
Before he said 9, 10, 10, 9.
Exactly.
Now he's saying 9, 10, 10, 10.
What? The first animal, we have three animals, one at a time.
The previous case, the
go to the second on the mission, the Karl Latashihi Asi, it's the same exact thing.
No, Velash Asi Tishi.
I know, that's the second one. I know, we're not up to that yet. Wait a second, you're way too ahead. first animal number, the real number nine, right, please come out.
Right. And he's called a 10.
And that's the same.
Exactly. Yeah,
okay, good. Awesome. Right, fine. You're way ahead of me. You're
so not that
super
far
fast.
You already said.
Go ahead.
Speedy Galam.
You already said Lassiras.
What's his name? Speedy?
No.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Gonzalez. That's the name I was looking for. Gonzalez.
Look, he was also, but you both said it together.
Coral Adashia City. Velasidia. Oh, here's the difference.
Right.
Here, instead of calling number 10, number 9, you call number 10, number 10. And then guess what? Velachad Osar Asidi. Like someone told me yesterday he made a simcha and they asked him to speak on the spot. And he said, you know what he said? I want to thank three people. Number one, I want to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. Number two, I want to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. And number three, I want to thank the Ribbono Shel Olam. And he sat down. That was the speech. So over here, Mamash is Mechamta Daf Gemara. He learns Daf Gemara. He called that the Shia Siri, Vila Siri Asiri, Ula Charas Asiri. All three get the
Tal Asiri. The only difference in this case is the middle case. It's previously also La Charas Asiri called Asiri.
Right.
It's just the middle one is the difference.
Correct.
So Asiri means you call
all three. What?
That's the iPhone.
No.
Asiri? Oh, he already says that.
It's a bomb.
Mamish. Unbelievable. Ein achad osar mikudosh. In this case, the 11, step down. 11 is not a shlom.
You can't call something 10.
Because you have to have 9 before in order to be this.
Right. Zaklal. Because
he didn't say 9?
He didn't say
9
by 10.
Right.
You have to have 9.
Once you call,
has to follow 9.
Once you call the real 10, number 10, you're done. You
wasn't this a show on TV? Will the real something please stand up? Will the real Asiri please stand up?
You want a lifeline now?
What's
it called? Zeklal kol shlenek arshem asiri mimenu ein achad asar mikudosh. Once you get number 10 right, number 10 is right, you're done, the show is over.
It's also a big nafkamina that now if he goes to the rabbis, so now 11 he can take us, go back and count it 1 again.
Right.
Well, he called fresh account. With a fresh account,
yeah.
He called 10.
But he called already 10 number 1. He called number 10. He called number 11 number 10. 10.
So now
it's a mistake.
So now he can
that's
go
a
back.
Toss.
Now he can
right.
go back. Because
that's right. If you make a mistake in the account, then you always go correct. Fine. All right. Now you go to Nagamar.
What happens if the
11th
and the
10th
get mixed up?
That's a din of taruvus. That's an absolute. A yerodeya. Open up yerodeya. Go to chul and figure out a halacha taruvus. Rabbi taruvus. Go to mixed event. You'll ask them what the shayl halacha. Let's go count them in pairs. Now, what do you do with them? Or let's say kinta. That means 10 at a time. 10 at a time. Okay, didn't pay the shul. We're over here on the bottom. Okay, they didn't pay the shul on the bottom. Now, zugas means l'shnayim monech. Now, he's looking over here. And his parish means 2 at a time. You call 2, 1. So you basically, after 10 animals, what are you up to? Up to 5. 5. No, after 10 animals, only up to 5.
Every two animals, you call one. Every two animals, you call one.
So now when you get to number 10, what are you up to?
You count it 20, exactly. That's what
when
I
you're
said.
Counting 10...
When you get the real 10th animal,
oh, the real
what did you call the real 10th animal? 5, exactly. When you get the real 10th animal, you say the word real. So therefore, zugos l'shnayim on the next. And then when I was in the word kintod in, 100. You go and you count 100 animals, walk out, and then you say 1. It takes a long time to get to 1,000 animals to get to number 10. So that's called kintod in Vaitan Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, minon zugos, kintod, asiri l'minyanai, an incredible chiddush. L'minyanai hu kadosh. The number 10 that you call number 10 is kadosh.
What is when you count 10 pairs?
This means
that the 10th pair,
exactly,
both of them, you're not jipping anybody out of anything.
Exactly.
So let's say he counts 100.
Number 19 and 20 are kadosh. You count 100, and it means the last 100 is all holy. You count 100,
he's going to 1,000, right?
Right.
And he goes 100, 100, 100. 200, 300, 400, so from 900 to 1,000.
The
last 100 animals are all sacred.
Mm-hmm.
That's what it seemingly means at safe face value. The Gemara says, what exactly does it mean over here? It means Kaddish.
And why isn't the 10th one automatically...
It's easier for
him
to do it that way. Like, this,
he
doesn't have to start segregating.
Right. Now, l'minyonei mai. What do you mean l'minyonei mai? What does it mean l'minyonei? So the Gemara is machloi, because really what it means. Rav Mori Amar, l'minyonei shaloi Kaddish. Like we just said, that's what we just basically said, is that you're according to your count, therefore, in other words, even though you're not counting the way the Torah wanted you, in the first case, number 19 and 20 are Kaddish. or the last 100 is Kaddish, who Kaddish? Rav Kahana Amar, nope, he holds your counting is batul umivutul after the adar l'shirin v'l'kayim v'l'kayim klal klal. Garnish and garnished. Zero. And the l'min behemus u'kaddish. Tanan l'min, that's when we're saying a riot. Tanan, the Mishnah, yotz shnayim b'kach, says the Mishnah, the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Shnayim k'achas, moyin o'isam shnayim shnayim, that word is what you are supposed to do. But let's say min'on echa'ay, I forgot to go back and explain. You see that you forgot to remind me. Let's, before we read this long Gemara, let's not learn the Gemara, let's read the first long Gemara, because now is the only thing you can appreciate what it says in the Mishnah. Very long, yes. Long Mishnah. The Mishnah says, go back to the Tower of the Mishnah, Yatsu Shnaim Kachas. Right. Two come out at a time. Moinam Oysam Shnaim Shnaim. So what are you supposed to do? If two come out about Sachat, so it's the count, one, two. That's what you're supposed to. Right. But let's say you made a mistake. You can't. You counted one, two come out in one shot, and because they came about sachas, you call them one.
And then he's going to now.
When you get up, now you can be having one. Now you have. So you can't. So basically, how many animals really have left? How many animals really have left the pen? You're up to number nine now. How many real animals have left the pen? Ten animals. But you're calling the real number 10, 9. Why are you calling the rule number 10 number 9? Because you made a mistake. You count 2 as 1.
You mean he's not continuing that? He's not right. Sitting on 3 and 4.
No,
two.
No. Two go at it together. Right. And he counts them as 1.
He went 1 for the first one. The next two went out. It's calling that night 2. 1, right. 3, right. 4. Yeah.
So when the real 10th animal walks out, what is he calling it? Calling it number 9. And then when the real 11th animal walks out, what is he calling it?
Not 10.
He's calling it 10. So along comes the Mishnah. The Mishnah says both of these animals cannot be offered on the Mizbech. They both have to graze until they get a blemish. Why? What's the law? There's a long rash on the bottom. He explains basically is because it's a very beautiful sight. Because no one really knows. The mistake is not clear. Okay, you're over here, Mamisha, Murdiki Yisoid, and this is the same exact Yisoid. I want to clarify this.
The Mishnah specifically said, Tishi
Vesir, right, I want to clarify this very, you're not going to forget this, very quickly, to illustrate this Yisoid. And this is unbelievable part. Sphere Saimer, let's say you don't know what the day is. I don't know what today is. I don't know if today is day 10 or day 11. I'll count twice. If today is day number 10, Hayoim Asara Yom Ba'imer. If today is 11, I don't know what it is. I Michel didn't send me the WhatsApp. I don't know. If today is number 7, tonight.
Send it to you a day late.
Tonight. If today is number 9, Hayoim Tisha Yomim Ba'imer. If today is number 10, Hayoim Asara Yom Ba'imer. If today is number 11, Hayoim Achai. You do the whole thing like that. What is the halacha yoytze? It's a bracha levatala. What's the pshat? It's very important you say. Because the mahus of counting means you know what you're doing. Wow. There's no such thing when you're soifer, you count something, you gotta know what you're doing. If you make a tanai, that means that's not. This is not called usifartem lochem.
Maybe it's a different state
in the Torah count.
Wow. Maybe it's a different knesh.
What do you mean knesh? We're always arguing.
He's saying a stira. He's saying
no. No. What stira? Make a tanai. The whole Torah you can make a tanai. Avnei nesit, either kazayis. If the shita is like Rabbi Akiva, an azaria, nazot. If the shita is a chacham, azay. The whole Torah you make these conditions. All of it comes to stira. No. It says usifartem lachem. When you count, it's the klor dibudim. The zilba yisayt is here. The Torah says yavor tachas hashavet. You count. Memela. If you count one, then the next. Okay, two. Two animals walked out, and I counted the two animals as one. Because now, when you get to number, I'm going to explain. Now, when you get to number 9 and 10, when you get to the real number 10. Is the real number 9 and 10, is it clear what they really are?
No.
Why not? You have concealed their real number by making a mistake in the count. So there's a chesaron in the count. It's Rashi at the bottom says this.
Even though you count the number 10.
Right. Why? Because it's not really number 10.
It is number 10.
What? You count them, no, you count them as number 11. You count them, the real number 10, you count it as number 9. And the real number, and the real number 11, you count it as 10. And not only did you make the wrong count, here's the point, not only did you count it wrong, no one even knows. It's hidden. The error is hidden. Because as you were getting there, you messed up. In our case, the second case of the Mishnah, when you count in order, You get to number 9. You call number 9, 10. Then I call number, the real 10, I call it 9. Then I call the real number 11, 10. In that case, Rashi explains, you know and everyone knows exactly which one is the real 9, which is the real 10, and which is the real 11. The only problem is there's a koyach of dibur, and your koyach of dibur was not proper, and there are complications, there are consequences. But the count is klar. When the second part of the Mishnah, you can identify number 9, you can identify number 10, you can identify the real number 11. It's just that you messed up in your dibur. Yeah? In this case, when you start counting and two walk out of Asachas, and you count two as one, and now when you get to the end of the tally, and there's a number 9, 10, 11, and you call it 9, 10, 11, it's hidden. It's like you're making a Tanai in Sirius Oimer. If today is number 9, I'm sorry, if today is number 10, there's something lacking in identifying which one is the right one. This is not called Maisa Behema. The Erste Zach in Maisa Behema is counting. And counting must mean there must be something defined.
So why in the other cases, we don't say it's Kukul Kolon?
Which case?
The other cases in the Mishnah.
What case in the Mishnah?
The other cases.
What are the cases?
La tishi, asiri, la siri, tishi.
In that case, as well, in that case,
also
as well,
cool, cool, cool.
No, it's not. In
why?
That case,
it's, not
it's clearly identifiable which is number 9, 10, 11. You messed up with your Debra calling it 10, 10, 10. Or 10, 9, 10. There are two cases in the Mishnah. In both cases of the Mishnah, you messed up. It is clear as day which is the real 9, the real 10, and the real 11. The counting is the mice of the animals going through the pen, that is the counting. The problem is your koyach adibur. That's not comparable to the case that we're learning over here is where the first part of the Mishnah, when two animals come out, you count them as one, because now when you get to the real number 9, 10, 11, you cannot even identify which one is the real 9, 10, 11, and your dibur just makes it worse. Got it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's halacha. By the way, once in a drush, that's why Talmidei Chacham are called Sofer. Why are they called
Sofer?
Why are they called counters? Klarkeit. V'shinantam levarnecha v'dibar tabam. Parting with Talmidei Chacham means you have to have counting. Who count? You count or you have to count Dracula? What's the counting?
Counterculture.
The counting is you have to have clarity. The whole malchus of counting is clarity. Hear the word? And by the way, let me just tell you the other half of the part. Let's say Ben Hashmashos. Are you allowed to count Sphira? You sure are. Mishnah Berurah is Paskins. You can count Ben. Yesterday I counted number 7. I want to count today 8. But it's Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos. Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila. Can you count today's 8? You certainly can. Why? Oh, but the whole mahus of counting is Klarkeit. How can you count today as being day 8 when it's a Suffolk Yom, Suffolk Lila? It might be day 7. Teretz is, you see from this, when the Teretz of Sfartem, it's a din in you. Don't worry about the environment. If by you it's Klar, it's day 8, who cares what's doing out in the Welt? Talmidei Chacham called Sofrim, the Welt does not appreciate what Teretz is doing. They don't. In the Welt, there's a lot of sakas in the Welt. The environment is the smesuk. But a Talmud Chacham is klar. You have no suffering. You have no doubt what it is. By Sfira Sa'oimer, you have to have klarkeit. If you make a Tanai, botel mavotel. But if it's a suffik yom, suffik lailo, it's okay. It's okay. What's the chiluk? You hear the word?
Yeah, beautiful.
Now, over here, the Zalbazach, have all the animals. And Rashi in the bottom explains it very exactly. What's what?
Tav Samach is
Sofer. Very good. That's Tav Samach. Everything is Hafeich Ba, Hafeich Ba, the Kula Ba, Vaita. So Vaita, so now we want to bring Shnayim. Let's say you count them only, you count them one, then Teshiva Asim Kukolin. Oh, now this is an emerging raya. That it's yours. Mishumachi have havi tishivi asir mikol kolim. Oh, we talk about this thing. Why it's now? Now it's going to be mikol kolim because taka over here you counted. If you're counting two in one shot, then what should you do? You should wait until you should continue counting. So the fact that you counted 1, 2, you counted one. What you count because two as one. So now, mishumachi havi tishivi asir mikol kolim. Vila asiri kokorile. He explains why. More explains Vilasriko correlate to she, because you call the real 10 number 9 Uliachad Osar Asiri Ella, because you really made a mistake, you really botched it up Ella, because according to your count, because if you're going to follow your count, then you have to be consistent. If you're going to count now one of them, one group as one, and then everyone else you're going to count individually, you're contradicting yourself. Be consistent. If you want to go count each two as one, each group as one, you got to be consistent. You can't go mix and match. You got to be consistent. But Elo Laman Diyoma, the second thing that says, Zevel Amin Behem Ushu Kodosh, no. What counts? What counts is?
The true count.
Then, La Tashi, Tashika Karile, Velasira Sika Karile. So then, you called... No, wait, I made a mistake. We follow the animals. So we're following the animals.
How can you make the temple
Kodesh? Let's see Rashi. I'm getting a view of you. Listen to Rashi. Let's go back one more Rashi. Let's go back to Lamin Shaloi. Look at Lamin Shaloi in the bottom. Lemigin shloit lezugoy zugoyz kedoshim shnayim wa shnay shnayim ho asirim. V'la kontrarim kedoshim mea has ho asirim. Okay, like we said before, number 19 and 20 of the last 100. What does the meaning lemigin behemos lezugoyz zugoyz kadosh ho achrayim shebezuga chamishi? The real one, the real exactly what we said. Lan kontorim kedoshim oisim ayotzim bepesach as asirim kebuchol bechol meya umeya kedoshim asara v'im akidan harei toy v'im lav kulam yiru. It means basically the last one. It got to be exactly the last one.
All kinds of contradictions in Rashi that they're all asking.
All right, vayit bish lemal mandiyam alamin shloy chol hakedusha. The man that's chol hakedusha ktsas al ha'achad. Oh, so it's ktsas. According to the Mandiyama that says, according to the Mandiyama that says that we allow you to manipulate the count, correct? If you count 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, you count 2 in one shot, we accept it. We allow you to make up a new numbering system and to go count animals the way you want. We give you a word.
But that's not what happened over there. It's not like he's counting them.
It doesn't matter. That's exactly the point of Rashi is coming to make over here. That's irrelevant. What the Torah is giving weight to is the way you count. If you say the words 1, 2, 3, 4, that's what makes a difference. Here you blew it. You taka blew it. So we're not allowing the animal to go on the mizbeach because we do take into consideration the reality. But because we do find a precedent in halach, we see this principle that we're allowing you to count every two animals as one, and the next two as a number two, and the next two animals as three. So your dibur has major significance in this equation. The male, if you blow it and you count one, and then two animals go together, you count as two. All right, so there's something wrong over here. But when you get to number 9 and 10, since you called it 10, you called number 11, number 10, and your dibur has so much power because you can make up your own numbering system. We understand what it says in the Mishnah. It's mikul kolin. The word mikul kolin means it has kedusha. It doesn't mean that it's nonsense. It has kedusha. You know it has kedusha? Because we give your dibur koyach. Good?
So why is it then why not is it craving on the
there? Because it's not the will, because no one can ignore the fact that we need that it's a mistake. You can't, the Torah is not allowing you to get away with it. It's not allowing you, if you go and you don't know how to count, you go and you put two together as one, the Torah is not going to allow you to
get. Why the others, it's not the full column, because you talk a.
You follow the pattern. You follow that. But how can you do that? Didn't the Torah say, how can you make up your own numbering system? No. The Torah lets you make up your own numbering system. But provide, you got to be consistent. There's a Tanai. You got to be consistent. But if you don't want to be consistent, then you're going to be in trouble. Over here you are inconsistent. So then the Torah says, listen, your koyach hadibur is so powerful, it's going to be mikul kolin. We can't let it go on the mizbeach because you don't have a count. But the koyach hadibur is so powerful that it's going to be mikul kolin. But el leman da'amar, that says we go bust with the real animals, then what should the halacha be? It should be garnished. Should be nothing. Next Rashi. That's the key word here. Like this, going back to the Rashi Oldie site, which I skipped before. Counting. Counting demands clarity. Here there is no clarity. The Miver Asir Shu Asir Gomer, the Kaddish Kedusha Likraf. There, when it's clear, there everyone knows exactly which one is number 10, then it goes on the Mizbeah. Here, because you blew it, it's not clear, it's vague. So therefore, we can't be getting the Chasan. Next, Ela Yamar Tulam in Mehemis Kaddish, Ubasa Minyana Dide Kozlinan Mide, that's it. Bezuga Zugas Amaimuku Kolin. Lehevi Asiri La Behemois, Asiri Gomor. Let the real 10 be in this case. Let the real the real 10 should be Asiri Lemes Asiri Gomor. The real number 10 should be the real deal. V'achad Asar Chulin. Why? Why should that be the case? So Lumar explains why. The next Rashi Dila Tashi Tashi Karile Kolaymar. With a real 9, tishihave, it's number 9. Vila asiri asiri have.
How's that?
What's the possible? Let's go back to the Rudumara. We understand why it's Mukolin. Vilasiri, what's the Bach of Yasei? Help us out over here, the Bach. Ois Dalid. Ois Dalid in the Bach. Okay. Dilasiri, why? Dilasiri Kukari? Because Dilasiri Kukari lay Tishi, Vachad Asar Asiri, right? So, in other words, if we take into consideration your Dibur, you blew it. The real number system is there's a real 9 and a real 10. And you called about the wrong numbers. Because you called about the wrong numbers, it's Mukul Kolin. And Rashi explains, because it's not Borir, because the mistake is hidden, therefore it may not be all for the Mizbeach. But Elo, Lamandi Amar, that says, Lamin Bemis Hokodish, Latishi, number 9, Tishiku Karule, Vula Siria Su Karule. So that what's the Kasha? The real animal number 9 is number 9. And the real is number 10.
Then how did he mess up?
Because he counted two animals bevasachas. So Rashi come. Rashi come and explain the cash. Let's see Rashi one more time over here. El lo yamaritas four on the bottom. Ubosam minyan didek lo yazlin amidi. We don't count minyan didek garnished. Okay. Ubosam minyan didek lo azlin amidi. Your numbers mean zero. Bezugois zugois. Amai Mikul Kolin Lehevi Asiri Lebehemois. In the case of Zugois Zugois, the Mishnah Lehevi Asiri Lebehemois Asir Gomor V'acharas Achulin Dwai Dili Tishik Tishikar Le Kiloimar. Rashi adds in the word Kloim, which means we have a problem over here, right? Because the little that means Kol Ma Dekore La Tishi, whatever you call number 9, Afilu kiroi asiri, even if kolma dekore latashi, afilu, if you call the 9th one, you call it as, doesn't happen in this case, because in this case, you call the other one, tashi have, it's going to be number 9, vilo asiri, asiri have, and number 10 is going to be number 10.
Nice.
What? I don't get this. You get this? Let's go to the videotape.
I'm down for the camera.
Rashi MS means what? MS means which one?
Manuscript. Kisvayat. So here he says Azoy. Here he says, here's the answer. Achein Tishi Elman Yamabin Hugos, Lazarus of Hedros of Jamina told me from Shemanas and Memoine, Alacolasil of Mina Behemos, she asked me a Pesach Nasa Kodish, Yes Lakshois, Lama, the Shia, Sim Kol Mariel, the Shia Hamit, Hamiti. Ah, the real ninth one, Achein Tishi Korle, who Nikot Tishi Kuroi. The Chaylo Asiri Hamiti Asiri Korle, who Achein Nikra Asiri Kuroi, Shabi Minyan Nikvalifi Sidi Yitzias and Yadir, Lalifi Kriyas Hamoine. V'nim shoshat lesh yotzei tishi achi nikud tishi v'at lesh yotzei asir kechi nikud tishi v'im kei madua chimu kolom harei asir amiti nikud asir v'arak irak uye kodesh. In other words, it's super simple. Basically, what it says over here is, who cares? This whole mission doesn't make any sense. Who cares what you called it? According to Avkana, that says that if 100 animals go out and you say one, or no, two, you know the halacha is every 10th animal is Kodesh. Right? So he says, every 10th animal is Kodesh. We don't give a hoot what you have to say. Two animals were one, two, three. Number, the 10th animal, what you call number five, that's Kodesh. You 100, we couldn't care less. Every 10th animal is Kodesh. If that's the case, he says super simple. He says, 9 is 9, 10 is 10. No one cares what you say. According to my government, that says that we count, that we follow.
We don't care about the double.
This whole thing doesn't make one bit of a difference. Whatever, the only time it's going to make a difference is where you know exactly what it is. You know what 9, 10, 11 is. It's clear as day, and you call it by different words. When you call it by different words, then you're playing around with Tumura. But if you don't know what you're doing altogether, and it's totally not clear which one is 9, 10, 11, the default is you fall back on the real 10. So therefore, why over here is it in Bukul Kolom? It's just clear.